when you speak about the incredible fine-tuning and the beauty, the wonder, and Einstein used words like that too, the radiance of the universe. As you say, there are many ways to interpret that, and science itself presents many ways. But even without invoking the idea of a personal God, one could land with ideas. You use the word mind. One could land with words like design, that there seems to be an amazing design to it. Now, that's the kind of word that is causing great controversy as biologists discuss it. And I think you make some interesting distinctions about the direction physics has taken as opposed to the direction biology has taken. Say something about that.
When William Paley, the famous theologian in Britain, came up with his watch argument for the existence of God, let me just remind you of that, that he said, imagine that you're strolling across a heath and you come across a watch, and even if you didn't know what the watch was, if you'd never seen one before, you could open it up and look and see how all the different components fitted together in such a felicitous manner, and the whole thing work as a coherent entity, and that you would be persuaded that it must have been designed for a purpose by a designer. And so he then went on to say, if we consider the contrivances of nature, then we're persuaded even more that there must be a designer and that there's a purpose in these things. And he had two sets of examples. One was drawn from biology. Consider the living organisms, how extraordinarily well adapted they are to their environments, and something like the eye, you know, seems to be so intricate, and all the components seem to be needed together. How could all this come to exist without a designer, without intelligent design? And then he considered also the astronomical system and the universe as a whole, and it seemed to work so well. Surely there must be a designer to that. Now, of course, it's a well-known matter of history that Darwin's theory of evolution demolished the first of these, that everybody agrees that living organisms are distinctive because they look as if they have been designed. That's what singles a living organism from a non-living complex system. Darwin's theory of evolution can explain that. It mimics the appearance of design, and it does it through the well-known process of variation and selection. Paley's argument collapsed on the biological front. Now, the astronomical one is immune from that because, of course, the universe isn't part of, you know, a system that's fighting it out red in tooth and claw. There's no law of the jungle for universes. And so then the question is, if we come to, as we were talking about earlier, the laws of physics seem almost as if they've been designed with life in mind. It looks like a fix.
Right.
How do we explain that? We can't explain it from Darwinian processes. So that doesn't work. So it either remains as a mystery, or we could invoke an intelligent designer. But this is not a designer, you know, I have to say, who is tinkering with the universe on a moment-by-moment basis. I am a very strong opponent of the so-called intelligent design movement that seems to have bubbled up in American politics, with God as a cosmic magician who pops up from time to time and tinkers with atoms and molecules. I think this is a horrible notion of God, and it's not an explanation at all. To just say that there was some magic that brought these things into being doesn't explain it at all. But if we're talking about, in some timeless sense, about the laws of physics, we're not talking about a miracle worker who is popping up through history to fix things up. We're talking about laws which have existed for all eternity. These laws are outside of space and time. And then the question is, how do we explain those laws and the fact that they look like a fix? And it seems to me that the two possibilities we have is that it is a fix, that is, that in some sense mind is involved. And it isn't necessarily something as simple as there was a pre-existing God who was very wise and could figure out all of the settings on the great cosmic machine and picked a particular one. It could be something much more subtle than that, but but something that involves mind in some way. And the other is this multiverse, the idea that there are all possible universes, all possible settings, and what looks like a designed universe is just an accident, and it's an accident we witness simply because if that accident hadn't happened, we wouldn't be here. So that's the biological selection effect, sometimes called the anthropic principle.